Spiritual advancement, the object of camp meetings. Lift up Christ. We must expect to meet opposition and unbelief. The truth has always had to meet these elements. In the days of Christ, the scribes and Pharisees were filled with opposition to his work. When it was declared that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life, they were as full of criticism and prejudice at this statement as are the people today when they hear the doctrines held by the Seventh-day Adventists. We shall have to meet people as full of hatred to our work as were the priests and rulers in the days of Christ to his work. It is our duty, however, to diffuse light in every direction and lay out in clear lines what the sinner must do in order to obtain eternal life. The words of Christ jarred upon the prejudices of Nicodemus. He had been educated to believe that the Jews were the people to whom, as the descendants of Abraham, came the exclusive privileges of the gospel. All outside the Jewish nation were the subjects of wrath and condemnation. He had acknowledged that Christ was a teacher from God, but to be told that God's love was toward all men, that the mercy of God was for all who believed in Christ, was to him a new revelation. Oh, that men could understand that long years of custom and tradition do not convert error into truth. Salvation is for all who believe, and there is no respect of persons or nations with God. The truth must be made to appear before men, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. We must preach Christ and him crucified, and return to the old paths, and lead others in the good way. We must lift up Jesus and let self sink out of sight, that Christ may draw to himself the souls for whom he has died.